Remember, he was closest to God because he knew everything. He was the wisest one, and he could connect all the dots. So he was like a god. And he became, or he transformed himself to a serpent just to communicate with your lady, Eve. That's the beginning of intelligence, remember that? That's the rope to us. Then, in the time of Pharaoh, the Pharaoh magicians will do some trick to do this. What's the defense of the spirit? The spirit shouldn't do something active. Should do something in negation always, right? That's what it is. They try their human power, they transform the rope to serpent. Moses, God will let him let go. Let go of that ego. The stick. He will let go, the dragon is there to eat all of them. Because when the ego is not in the hand of the spirit, it's the dragon, it's the most dangerous animal in us. We'll come back to that later. Here he refers to that and will say, there is a rope binding their feet together. This body is laying down here, and the spirit which is out, therefore it will come back to this. Then wishes, the prayer, yes?
Would that he had guarded the spirit as the men of the cave or as the ark of Noah, that this mind and eye and ear might be delivered from the flood of wakefulness and consciousness. Oh, in the world there is many a man of the cave beside you, before you at this time. The friend is with him. The cave is in the converse with him. Is in converse with him. But your eyes and ears are sealed. What does it avail?
See, this is the ending of this paragraph. Let's see what was happening. We are in a story. The paragraph, which was a long one, started to explain why the Christian, they fell for it. He said, first of all, the power of imitation is too much. We imitate each other. That's how we learn to be animal to animal. And this is catastrophic. We don't pay attention that whatever we do doesn't remain the same. Even down there we are losing something. Then you stop your fears that, oh, but we will not let it happen. I was talking about the attitude of RF. The attitude of an RF, of a good man, wise man, is to be sleepy about the matter, normal matter of the life. To be in the hand of God. Because there is another thing here happening. This sleeping stuff is not by accident here. All of us will be saved every night from this body compartment. We go somewhere else. Then we are put back again. Look at all this. Oh, I wish. You know what's the wish? We talk about two different power protecting me. One is me protecting me. One is beloved protecting me. Oh, wasn't it a good one if he was protecting me permanently, not temporarily, for a long time at least, like the people of cave. And we've come to the people of cave again and again and again. Another miracle, which is one of the oldest ones, the miracle of a couple of people who believe in the unity of God and things like that, and the king doesn't like it, they run away. You know about that, don't you?
Everybody knows about it.
But you don't know everyone. Then they come to an impasse in the mountains. But last moment, the only thing you say, oh God, please save us. We don't know what to do. The mountain will open. They will go in a cave. And they sleep. They wake up. They're very hungry. They decide to buy a piece of bread or something. One of them will walk to the nearest place to buy a piece of bread. And he's giving the money. The guy will look at the money and say, this one? You want to pay with this old-fashioned one that belongs to that king who died 200 years ago? They will realize that they slept for 200 years. God saved them by making them sleep. Something like a state of hibernation in a cave, and they came out. We talk a lot about them. These are the people of cave. What's amazing about the people of cave? A lot of stuff. The most important part of it is the dog. They have a dog. And that filthy dog, because dog in our story is not good, is the worst part of our ego. Our ego is four animals, and the worst one is the dog, because the dog will bite the people to defend me, to defend the house. This is what the dog is to them. In the time of this book, these pet stuff is not there yet. Pet is not created, so the dog is real dog. Dog is the defender of the house. Dog is the one who will attack the poorest one and things like that. And dog is the one that you're not supposed to touch. If you touch the dog, you have to do the worst kind of cleaning, which is 7 times washing it with water. Okay? This dog will sleep with them, wake up with them, so we believe he's like the humans, because he was subjected to the same magic. He was saved as well, right? And that's the main part of our story, that if God saves you, even your dog is saved. Means the worst part of you, when you are protected in that cave, is protected. Protection of God for Ashabi Kahf is unconditional. That's the best hope. And we'll talk about it later. Here, because he was talking about the sleeping, he said, oh, if he will keep us like the people in the cave, or there we know another one. Do you know another one? Another story about God saving the thing. Everything is going to be ruined and God will be as a savior. That's the Ark of Noah. Or like the people in the Ark. If we would have been saved from what? Let's say this act of God is here. God wants to save you. What do you want to be saved from? Here it is, that this mind and eye and ear might be delivered from the flood of wakefulness and consciousness. That's where you need the protection. He's talking about the RF, and the RF prays for this. This is something which is the irony of all these teachings. Because at the end, in book one, you will see, inshallah, next year we'll arrive to know the story of the real thinking and what you should try and the effort you do and tawakkul and all that.